Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 25th, 2026, and the Loop engineering story has moved into its backlash and governance phase. The last 2 days were about the concept and then the tooling. Today is different. The Register published a sharp June 24 piece arguing that Loop engineering is the latest AI buzzword, but that humans still need to stay in the loop. The article's point is not that loops are useless. It is that the hype can hide a very old fact. If an agent is doing multi-step work, somebody still has to own the budget, the approvals, and the consequences. That is a useful correction. Adi Osmani's original framing still holds. The loop changes the work, it does not delete you from it. The point is to move humans to the right control points, not to pretend software becomes hands-off. For builders, that means loop engineering is now a governance problem. If a loop can keep acting without direct prompting, it needs hard retry caps, wall clock timeouts, approval gates, audit logs, and a clear owner. Otherwise, you are not shipping automation. You are shipping a runaway process. For the practical side, think in layers. The model layer generates actions. The loop layer repeats and checks them. The control layer enforces budgets, policy, and logs. The human layer handles ambiguous or irreversible decisions. That stack is what makes autonomy safe enough to matter. The same caution shows up in Forbes' June 17 column, which treats loop engineering as a way to tell AI to iterate until it reaches a specified condition or final state, while warning that poor loop design can chew through expensive compute. The cost lesson is simple. A loop can be correct and still too expensive. So what should teams do? Keep the useful parts, not the hype. Let loops triage flaky tests, draft patches, and run verification. Require humans before merges, deploys, cancellations, or any destructive action. Track cost per completed outcome, and treat any self-modifying instructions or memory updates as reviewed changes. Today's takeaway: the loop engineering trend is maturing because critics are asking the right questions. The best teams will not ask whether the agent can run forever. They will ask what evidence proves the loop is safe enough to run again. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main deduped angle for the June 25th loop engineering update? The backlash and governance phase, humans, budgets, approvals, and control. B. The first public definition of loop engineering. C. A new set of repos for beginner onboarding. D. A focus on prompt wording only. The answer is A. June 25th shifts from definitions and tooling to the human oversight and cost control debate. Question 2. What does the Register argue about loop engineering? It is useful, but it still needs humans in the loop and may be driven by token spend incentives. B. It proves humans are no longer necessary in AI workflows. C. It has nothing to do with AI agents. D. It only applies to image generation. The answer is A. The piece is skeptical of hype and emphasizes that human oversight remains essential. Question 3. Why are budget caps important in loop engineering? A. Autonomous loops can consume tokens and runtime quickly, so spend needs explicit limits. B. They are only useful after a model is fully retired. C. They replace the need for verification. D. They make every loop completely free. The answer is A. Loops can be correct and still too expensive if they retry too often or run too long. Question 4. What is the role of human review in a good loop? A. Handle ambiguous, high-risk, or irreversible decisions before action is finalized. B. Watch every keystroke forever. C. Remove the need for logs. D. Prevent the loop from ever running. The answer is A. Humans should intervene at control points, not micromanage every iteration. Question 5. What is the best way to think about loop engineering in production? A. As governed automation with clear owners, budgets, approvals, and audit trails. B. As a replacement for all engineering judgment. C. As a shortcut to delete testing. D. As an excuse to ignore policy. The answer is A. The mature version of loop engineering is controlled, reviewable, and accountable. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build loops like systems, not slogans.